Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Patrick Tucker of Defense One. He's the technology editor, and we go to the future. I learned from Patrick that Space Command has a better idea, which is a smart satellite. Patrick, what is a smart satellite? What's it? Is it going to talk to me?
No, that's the whole point, is that it doesn't need to talk to you. It doesn't need to talk to ground control. The point of these things is that they are much more self-reliant. They basically can operate autonomously to make decisions about evasive maneuvers, self-survival in space. And that's kind of key. And it's actually a tremendous feat, not only for information technology, not only for computational science, but for physics. One of my favorite things to talk about is the physics of computers in space, because, man, if you think computers are hard on Earth, wait until you have to shove a bunch of stuff into a very small environment, and then you have to worry about heating and all of these other things. Artificial intelligence, autonomy, much harder if you're talking about satellite operations. So what they need, what the U.S. military needs, is satellites that can basically have the same level of autonomy that you see from some of these things on Earth, but in much smaller constraints, much harder to do. And the reason that they need these things is because, space is a contested environment now. We understand that both China and Russia are operating in space. And Russia, in this very conflict, actually knocked out a bunch of satellite communications on day one of the war, very briefly, but it was actually pretty important. So we need to create a new satellite architecture that is less reliant on Earth for refuel and can act autonomously to understand threats in its environment, the same way it's sort of like an animal would. This is the level of intelligence that we're talking about in future satellites, where they detect perhaps that something in their environment might pose a threat to them and then move to maneuver or possibly counter that threat in some way. This is the thing that the U.S. military has said that it absolutely needs in order to make sure that satellite services that they rely on and that probably will rely on in a different way in the future can continue.
Refuel themselves, so they're going to take everything they need, self-sufficient, and operate independent of a human operator, or is a human remaining in the loop for these satellites?
Well, unless there's a potential human loss of life, there's nothing policy-wise to mandate that a human remain in the loop, and so I wouldn't assume that they would necessarily want a human in the loop. There's a lot of different ways of refueling. There's, of course, satellite-to-satellite refueling, where you basically have robots in space that propel themselves, sort of like a moving gas station. Of course, there's new innovations and solar technology, lithium ion, energy storage that could also help. But yes, you're basically looking at robots in space that move about, refueling satellites as needed. And then those satellites, when they detect a threat, they detect some sort of, for instance, the Russians have launched a satellite that can actually shoot at other satellites, and China just sort of shoots at them from the Earth, that they can detect those threats and then act autonomously without the time that it takes to contact a human operator on the ground in order to execute that maneuver. That's actually really key to the continuation of really important military services.
Yes, China has developed an anti-satellite laser weapon. Or at least I've read that. I don't know if it's confirmed. Have you confirmed that, Patrick?
I have not confirmed it, but it is certainly within the realm of possibility. Russia was working on a laser that could fire at satellites from an aircraft. They have developed a satellite that basically shoots projectile from another from one satellite to another. And it's but this is all part of the constellation of different anti-satellite threats that are very much going to be part of the.
Perhaps I wandered into science fiction, but you know, Patrick, these days it's hard to tell the difference. Some of this new thinking at Space Command. When you talk about robots taking care of themselves, that does sound like Philip K. Dick. Last detail: there is a hacker group that is said to be based in Iran called APT 42. What are they doing since 2015? We've got a couple of minutes.
So yes, this is a really fascinating new Iranian group that you know, when you hear about cyber attacks that are based on phishing techniques, you think of that email that you get in your inbox that's so clumsy, that's so conspicuous, where basically somebody is, you know, pulling the quintessential Nigerian prince play, where they want you to click on a link after offering you something or other. And what this group has done is target very particular individuals pretending to be journalists and using human intelligence. That's the key thing. Using human intelligence, they've continued to refine their pitch, as it were, sometimes over almost 32 weeks to individual targets, to at some point get them to click on that link and basically allow for the upload of malware that would then exfiltrate, basically steal information, very important data, in order for the Iranian government to continue its operations against dissidents, against other journalists, against anybody that the Iranian government sees as an enemy of the state, which is pretty much anybody outside of Iran. So what's fascinating about that is that they've been incredibly effective in many respects against targets that should know better and actually have some capability to know when they've been targeted by like a very clumsy ploy. This shows an evolution of technique that's really important, because this Iranian group is now playing the sort of same long game, the patient waiting game that you really saw out of espionage,
right,
from the 1950s from the Soviet Union. A lot of those techniques are showing up again in the cyber realm in Iran in the 21st century.
Yes, if you think it's a phishing operation, you're right. Don't click on it. Patrick Tucker of Defense One. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.